Welcome back to JR Morning. We've been talking about, in the wake of the shooting of those two National Guardsmen in Guardsman and Woman in Washington, D.C., the reaction of this administration. Within days, they paused all asylum decisions for migrants currently in the United States. They are reviewing green cards that allow people from 19 countries to work permanently here. They're reassessing the asylum approvals issued during the Biden administration and much more. Let's bring in Reggie Passis, an attorney at Butzel Law. You specialize in immigration law. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, you know, the president has made it his mission to stop the border crossings, and that has been done. Now it seems like they're using this shooting to sort of redesign immigration here in our country. Do you think it's possible?
Do I think it's possible that they can redesign the immigration coming to the country?
All of these things. It just seems hard since we're talking about like 1.5 million people.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty big task. However, they, I mean, as you mentioned in your summary, they have taken those actions. They've also suspended naturalization oath ceremonies for persons from those countries as well. So it is having an impact. Now, the question will be, what happens now? First of all, I do know that there's still an investigation going on regarding that Afghani person who attacked those guardsmen and killed one of them, which is tragic. And, you know, so more details will probably come out that way. But you have to remember, too, one of the big things that they make a concern about is that security background checks, whether they were done properly and all that stuff. And what people have to understand is a security background check is a look back in time. It's not a look forward. I mean, I'm dating myself here, but it's not like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report where you can have certain telepaths predict the future. They're only looking back. So unless they're going to create different touch points where security can possibly get at different areas which might have caused other factors which might have caused the actual shooting, if they focus only on the immigration piece, it's going to be a difficult haul to do that. The other thing, too, it's hauling in a bunch of innocent people who have nothing to do with this and already on a taxed immigration system, which is suffering significant backlogs already. So this is just going to only add to the backlog. And, you know, my main concern with security is that, you know, security is kind of like finding a needle in the haystack when you're trying to find that bad actor. And when you increase the size of the haystack, it makes it all that much harder to find the needle. So I'm not sure if this is going to have the effect that's intended, if the effect is to make security paramount in our country right now. So, but it is going to have an impact on immigration, at least temporarily. The other thing is, what happens now? Will there be lawsuits that are involved and entailed in this? But however, national security is certainly a good reason for the government to take action. So we'll have to see how this all plays out.
An attorney, you know, some immigration attorneys are urging calm. They're saying that this is still a nation of laws and that, you know, status comes with rights. But uncertainty is clearly growing in a lot of communities. What are you hearing from your clients right now?
Well, my clients right now have been a lot of them have been applying for naturalization ceremony or naturalization applications, and a lot of them are trying to get their green cards with their relatives and loved ones and key workers to come in the United States. And, you know, whether they're individuals who are sponsoring family members or employers, they are all very concerned about what's going on with the immigration as a whole. And this is just another brick in the wall, so to speak, referencing a Pink Floyd reference, but, you know, also the immigration thing. This is just another issue that's just going to make it difficult for immigration as a whole. So they're very concerned about this. I mean, you know, they're worried about, you know, whether they can go out, whether they can, you know, I'm getting a lot of calls from employers. Can I employ this person? Are they work authorized? Are they, is there going to be an issue? They're pending green card. Can they travel for business? Can they come in, you know, in the United States? Are they have problems because of the fact that they've got a pending green card? You know, all sorts of things, the whole panoply of issues. Now, these were always concerns before. However, this has just escalated tenfold under the current approach to immigration.
A Minority Report reference and a Pink Floyd reference. That is well done by me this morning. Very well done.
I am dating myself. Yeah. Get into the Stranger Things if you want.
Yeah, right. In terms of what needs to be done overall, we've heard for years and years that the immigration reforms necessary here in the United States need to come, but they haven't. So I guess what are the overarching changes that need to be made in order to stop something like this from happening?
Oh, to stop? Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, something like this happens where people are hurt. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. Immigration is one touching point where the government has in its tools of arsenal to try and check the backgrounds of everyone to make sure people, people are the people who are here, the people who we want here. However, you know, there were other instances. Again, you know, there are other instances. And I'm going to start to sound a little political, but I mean, it wasn't just an immigrant who shot someone. There was also a gun. There was also a travel pattern. I mean, the Immigration Service, you're required to report all your social media mm-hmm. On your visa applications when you come to the United States. So the U.S. does have access to be able to search your social media. Now, whether they do or not, I can't say. I mean, but they do have access. You're supposed to disclose under penalty of perjury on your visa application. So they have those tools. But again, that's only one touching point for security. I'm going outside of my area of expertise in terms of talking about guns, but I mean, is there a check on that? I mean, did they run the security background check on who's able to purchase a gun, or how did this person get a weapon? This person supposedly traveled across the country. I mean, you know, things like that. And from the media that I've read, there are warning signs that the refugee organization was trying to, you know, help this person out, and he was having a mental health issue. Was mm-hmm. there a touching point on that? So you got to look at the whole totality of the circumstances for something like this to happen in order to try and address it. And if you just look at one lens, one window, I'm afraid you're going to miss a whole other opportunity. It's kind of like, you know, when you're driving a car, you're driving a car only looking at one window. You can't
right.
do that. You
get, right.
You know, the whole windshield cleared up.
Right. So. It's the whole picture. Reggie yeah. Passis, attorney at Butzel, thank you so much for your insight today.
No problem. Thank you.